The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Union rep on the blower.
Mind that floor, it's just had a mop on it. Don't bust your legs when you've just got them going.
Compensation cases all over bar shouting. Wonder if go up court after all. So what about an interim payment?
Interim? I hope they're not fobbing us off.
Based on the hours I've lost. Rest will follow.
It better add.
It could be 7 or 8 grand in me pocket.
Oh, in your pocket?
Thought you'd be chuffed.
Oh, I am chuffed, Doc.
I know it don't sound much, but it's a start. That's what they mean by interim. I've never had tuppence halfpenny in the bank in all me puff.
We've never had. We.
What does mean, we? Soon as that cheque plops on the mat, I'm off to sunnier climes.
Oh, you are you? With who?
Me bit of fluff. Don't be daft and come here. We're in the money.
Oh, this floor, you'll go bum over bonce. All I'm saying is wait till you get it before you go shelling out.
Trentham, here we come.
Stop now, you'll have this table over. Look, I want to put some effort into this buffet for Mark.
What time's he coming?
12. And I want no falling out. He's had a bad time. And it's nearly his birthday, don't forget. Oh, you wouldn't think it was a year, would you, since the accident? Seems like yesterday I was moaning about you not turning up for his 18th.
There I was, squashed by a coal truck. Never a day goes by I don't think about that.
I am chuffed as mint balls back compensation, Doc. I tell you what, we'll turn this into a damn good celebration.
Excuse me, where do you think you're off to?
Who are you talking to, your crone?
Listen, the old, I'm fit as a butcher's dog. Clock this floor if you don't believe me, done in a flash, and you can see your face in it. Though from what I see, it's not recommended.
It's quack I won't see, lovey, not me reflection.
You'll have a long wait. Surgery doesn't open till 11. Have you made an appointment?
I don't want no ointment.
An appointment.
I've got this chest.
I'm not surprised with that fang dangling from your gob. I ain't put my nose in, but have you been at the booze? You look half cut.
Only a drop. And I'd stop poking it in if I were you, or else somebody'll chop it off.
I think you'd better set yourself down, lady, and put your foot on that cigarette.
I don't palm them magazines on me. They're ancient. Look, 1 shilling. Time they coughed up for the health service, if you ask me.
Sounds like you're the one who's coughing up.
Well, fetch doctor then before I throw up on your precious floor.
Arthur Moore? Elaine Steele? Always cops fire down at that bingo hall. It is. How do you do it? I says to my maid, Elsie, now that's never luck. I says it's technique. What secret?
Oh, I reckon me number's up now. I feel as rough as a bear's behind.
Is it painful study that pays dividends?
It's painful, right enough.
Morning. What have we here?
Morning, Dr. Redman. Her name's Mrs. Steele.
Oh, give us the quick once-over, Doc, if you will.
I'm afraid I can't possibly see you now. And this is strictly a smoke-free zone.
Well, I need some of this chest.
Yes, what you need is to stop smoking.
Oh, Dr. Redman, you can't say no to the poor mutt. She's dithering. She's at death's door.
Mrs. Cartledge, please get on with your work. And do open a window. In future, I'd like the door to remain locked until surgery opens.
She just waltzed in. I didn't let her in.
Put out that cigarette and come through.
Is he in?
Hiya, Mark, Doc. If you mean your father, yes. You've caught him in a good mood. He's got pound signs dangling in front of him. Compensation.
Is this right, Doc?
How up, Mark? Aye.
Tell him how much.
I hear her. He'll go and blab to our Wendy and she'll have it all over the market. Jeez.
He's banking on 7,000.
Reenie.
Oh, don't be so close. Mark, do you want a drink?
No.
Give him a tin of lager and button it.
I don't see why it should be a secret.
So, How's Mark?
Skint. Absolutely brassic.
Here we go. Coming to money and I'm inundated with sob stories.
It's not a sob story. I'm getting no dough.
Well, oofs. Luke, about t'other week, I went berserk. They're about Bernard Rowley and Bernard Bluer. It's forgotten. But this giving up your job business, Mark...
Oh, I couldn't stand it.
It were no picnic in that pit, but I still went dine it every day, God sent. Oh, I want to get sanctimonious and give you that when I were your age, but jacking in a good job, mate. Well, I'm baffled. There's millions of you out there. Well, don't condescend, you're going to walk straight into another. Well, where have you been? Your man were all for getting the police.
Well, I'm at Bernard's. Oh,
Bernard 1, with wife and kids, or Bernard 2?
I thought it was forgotten.
Here, not stopping, Mark. Sit down.
Are you all right, ma'am? You look a bit gaunt.
Gaunt? Tar very much.
She'll look $1 million when we flit.
Are you flitting?
According to his nibs. But I can't see the sense in lumbering ourselves. It's not 5 ticks ago we got rid of this mortgage. I mean, look at you. Any news on that house of yours?
That were his fault. He kissed it goodbye.
Oh, leave it, Dad. Bernard's trying to swing it for me. Also, Philip's back.
Oh, very good.
Oh, very good.
I haven't spoken to him yet.
Well, he let you down. What's the matter, Doc?
I've been on the streets, sleeping rough.
On the street?
Well, that's where I've been. I met this girl. She was a down and out, a junkie. She was on heroin. Oh, it was horrible. She was like grey and shivering and a right mess, vomiting and all that. I had to identify the body.
She died.
Thing is, I could have ended up the same. It's as simple as that.
Oh, it's not lager he wants, it's somewhat stiffer. Go on, Mark. Get it off your chest, Duck. Have a good cry if you want.
I've seen many a bloke cry. Make him a bed up, Reenie. I wanna have him on the straight.
Cup of coffee. That'll wet your whistle.
It will, with a drop of this in it.
Rum? Surely it's a bit early.
Oh, sure, Rob. And give your backside a chance, you worse than that quack.
Oh, my, but in the middle of Anley bus station. Man, nobody seems to care. Cut these young'uns. Her over there can't be a day over 16. If I thought any of my grandchildren were going to end up like that, somebody should do something.
Some poor beggar were unlucky enough to get you for a granny, were they? Oh, forget it, lovely. You die if you worry, you die if you don't, so why worry? See, my hubby snuffed it 12 months ago. I loved old Bob to bits. Still, me and I don't plough on regardless. Do we complain? Do we, Eckers, lad?
Dawn!
Do you want to smoke?
Dawn, did you say? Dawn steal?
It depends. What's she done?
She should be in school for a kick-off.
True. But when a teacher gets the sack for drugs, oh, that's a fair example to set, isn't it?
Okay.
And now was taken up with that wench on Stoke Market has been led astray gradual, that one.
Do you know who I am?
I don't give a monkeys if you're the Queen Mum, lovey, as long as you're buying coffee.
You've got the cheek of the devil, Hayden. Eh? I'm getting to like you.
Any more for any more?
Right, Doctor.
Full up with booze, more like.
I haven't exactly been abstemious myself, you know, Reenie. Should be careful I don't outstay my welcome. 6 o'clock, I've been here all day.
Oh, you're always welcome, you know that.
Ah, it's been nice. And the snapping. Well, out of this world is no exaggeration, my love.
Oh, it was a pity Nev and Cheryl couldn't stop long. And where's me mam? Here, have some more of these sandwiches before they curl up.
No, girl, you told me I was to cut down. No. If you don't mind, I'd like another small whiskey.
No, you don't. You're looking after that ticker.
Don't hold my arm, Reenie. Hold my hand instead.
Bryn, they're only in there.
Oh, you look radiant.
Mark said I look gaunt.
What are them pair doing in there?
Oh, she's making Bryn some snapping to take to work. She's worried to death about the grub he eats.
Oh, she's worried to death about you and all, you know. Are you sure you want to stay here?
No. I should at least stop with Bernard while he's trying to get me out of this mess.
If you insist.
Hopefully Bloor won't press charges. And if Bernard can get me house back, well, things won't be too bad.
Well, just so long as you know, you're always welcome.
Yeah, cheers, Dad. Oh, I'll get that.
Hey, what about this drink? Are we popping out?
Well, I'm game if you're paying.
Hell bent on spending that compo, you are. Hey, Reenie, you on for Jolly Potters?
Can do.
Bryn, let go. You'll have Ray coming in.
Oh, all right. We'll not take the risk. Slip round. Slip round to my house later.
Oh, I can't, Bryn. Stop it, please. I'm scared.
Scared of what? Of Ray? Or the truth?
Bryn.
Mum, it's Sib... It's Sybil. Do you know where Wendy is?
All right, Mark. I'll come and talk to her. It wasn't what it seemed, Mark.
Come on, man. You were all over each other.
Bryn's lonely. He's a bit mixed up. He's recovering from an heart attack, you know.
I'm not surprised.
Look, love, he's got to be careful now. I'm looking after him, that's all. You've got to believe me. Well, do you?
I thought I'd find you here.
Ma'am, where were you? I'd done extra sarnies.
They'll keep. I want to introduce me friend, Elaine.
Oh, never mind pleasantries. Get flipping drinks in.
Oh, she speaks my language. What you having, Duck?
Oh, that's sweet. I'll have a Coke, if you will.
A Coke? Will you drop a vodka in it?
Oh, go on, then.
That's the ticket. Hey, go on, I'll put you right.
She's got problems, Reenie. Can't I go 5 minutes without a drink?
Sorry, ma'am.
She's got blood in her alcohol stream.
What did you bring her in here for then, Gran?
Well, rattle your cage, young man. And while I think on, I'd like a word or two in your ear about that disappearing act of yours. We were worried sick.
All right, Mum, leave him alone.
I brought her in to see if pub atmosphere suits her. Otherwise, she's sending her daughter out, according to them down the bingo. And she's skipped her passing time with them flea-bitten lockdown handy bus stations.
I thought I recognised her.
I'll have her on the straight and narrow in no time. You mark my words.
Hey, talk to our Nev, Gran. He might get you a job counselling.
That's a good idea. What do you reckon, Reenie?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Where's she up?
Connie, she's a card, you'll meet. We ought to get her up for do a turn. Where's my lady?
Gone the loo, Dad.
I knew you'd come.
I must be crackers.
I said to myself, I'll have a pound to a penny. She can't resist. She can't stop herself from falling for my spell.
That's why I've come. To put a stop to it.
Huh?
Mark saw Bryn.
Oh, Mark saw.
Holding me hand. We can't get away with that, Bryn. Not in my kitchen with Ray the thickness of a wall away.
It's like school. I remember smooching behind the bike sheds with Glennis Phillips. And Dye Griffiths said he'd smash my face in.
Bryn, what are you going on about, for God's sake? It's no laughing matter.
Oh, isn't it?
It isn't.
Love. Can't we celebrate that?
Oh, it isn't love.
We love each other, innit? However much you fight it. Now you've a smile on your face. What's so funny?
This place looks like a bomb's dropped on it.
Yeah, I know. I've let myself go.
Judging by your kitchen, you've not paid no notice. And drink. You're drinking more and more.
There's a need.
I'm worried about you, Bryn. You can't listen to your doctor. Then listen to me. They were singing Land of My Fathers in the pub.
Reenie. Come to bed with me.
No. I'm going back to my family. They'll be worrying.
Yeah, that's right. But you will come back.
I've got to keep an eye on you.
I'll kiss you goodnight then. Would that be right?
No. But it'd be nice.
Mark Bickerton wrote today's episode of The Cold Cloths, which was devised by Tony Perrin. The serial's been created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood. Bye.
Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.